As long as I can remember, there has been a pile of books in the corner of my parents' room. The titles can vary, from Story of a Soul or The New Catholic Catechism, pretty big tome to be reading in the evening, but it's always at the top. And then there's the Daily Missal and the Bible. What has been even more impressive over the years about this pile of books? Bits of paper can be stuck here and there between the pages, and if you go back to their room several days in a row, you will notice that the tattered paper is never in the same place. It is always moving. As long as I can remember, my parents have had, as a primary source in their spiritual lives, daily spiritual reading. It is the fuel that keeps their fires going. Why focus on something so simple and seemingly minimal as the importance of spiritual reading in our discussion of our personal plan for holiness? Perhaps because the number one cause of failure in the spiritual life, and in particular to keeping faithful to our spiritual practice, is the lack of spiritual reading. That is, daily reading of the Holy Scripture, lives of the saints, writings and teachings of the Church. Without food of inspiration that comes from spiritual reading, we easily get discouraged, distracted, and forlorn at how hard it is to stay in the path, or we give up when we find ourselves failing. If we are to stay in good physical health, we have to feed our bodies with good, healthy food. And if we want to stay in good spiritual health, we have to feed our spirits with good spiritual food. When we are tempted to give up or give in, the words of Scriptures and the writing of the holy authors will leap off the page and stop us from giving in to spiritual suicide. St. Joseph Benedict Labre, the pilgrim saint, who had nothing to his name, died in the streets of Rome. They found in his pocket two books that kept his fire going, the New Testament and the Imitation of Christ. Most spiritual writers bored St. Thérèse of Lisieux. They gave her headaches. But how she relished the food of Scripture, especially the Gospels and the writings of St. John of the Cross. And how many saints, too many to name, have been nourished on the writings of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, including our most recent beatified, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Our culture is one that tends to encourage self-indulgence, and this can happen in the spiritual life too. We can be tempted to want too many books and practice spiritual gluttony. Instead, pick, as a professor of mine suggested, one book and read it prayerfully. Spiritual reading is not purely for reasons of study. It is not important how many books we read, but that we assimilate what is read. Spiritual reading leads us to prayer and keeps us fueled and enthusiastic for the journey. So pick one, read it slowly, assimilate, and let it help ready your heart to receive the Lord. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, true model of every holiness, give us trust to become saints.